USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer for the Independent Advisor Alliance, said today's shock drop of the GDP is a wake-up call if the economy is not as strong as we all thought, end quote. Department of Homeland Security Secretary is Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He's being grilled by lawmakers this week as his job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border has been unsuccessful. President Trump's wall would have been completed by now had President Biden not stopped the project. Mr. Mayorkas on Wednesday.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix this.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The USFL Football League will have four games this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. A new bill in Tennessee will levy a hefty toll if a DUI results in a parent's death.
A Tennessee bill requiring drunk drivers in a deadly crash to pay child support if the victim was a parent is one step closer to becoming a reality. Cecilia Williams, who is now raising her grandchildren after losing her son to a drunk driver, believes drunk drivers who have killed someone in a crash can afford to pay up.
If you can afford to go out and drink and drive all the time, and you can afford to take that possibility of killing someone, then you can afford the consequences that are set ahead.
The Tennessee House and Senate have passed a bill that would have the driver paying the restitution until each child reaches 18 and has graduated from high school. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Trevor Reed had been in a Russian jail since 2019. He was traded for a Russian drug smuggler Wednesday in a deal between the United States and Russian governments. According to parents Joey and Paula Reed, their son was poorly treated in prison and appeared to have contracted tuberculosis. There's talk this week in Washington that President Biden wants to forgive student debt to the tune of $1.7 trillion. Don't worry, the debt will be paid, and the Biden administration wants you, the American taxpayer, to pick up the tab. Arkansas gubernatorial candidate and former White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders on Fox News lets Biden have it.
And not only has Joe Biden declared war on the energy sector, frankly, he's declared war on the American family. Every single thing this man and his administration touch, they absolutely destroy. It's no surprise that his numbers are in the tank because American families are hurting. They're hurting when they go to the gas pump, when they go to the grocery store, and now he wants to kick them in the teeth with another huge bailout by the government. It's absolute socialism, plain and simple. This idea that we are going to forgive all student loan debt and put that on the backs of hardworking Americans is absolutely crazy. $13,000 more of debt to every single American family, that is crazy. And they continue to hurt American families at every single turn.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.